It's true that they want to arrest him. They even wanted to kill him. That's why he refused to respond to the judge's invitation, you know, to hear him about the case that they took about him and about me also.
So you went to the court?
I went to the court.
Why did they invite you to the court?
They invite me because they are accused of threatening internal security of Togo, you know, by asking from the truth. We think that we won this election, and they said because we are still asking for the truth and telling them that they should turn over to Adeyemi, who won this election. They said that we are threatening the internal security because they won.
They said that Mr. Kodjo still called himself the elected president. If that is true, does the government consider that treason against him?
What he said is that he is the one who won the election. You know, he is the elected president. And it's right.
What?
Because we've asked them to publish in detail the results. And even Togo partners, especially America, they have asked for this detailed publication, but they refuse to do it. So that's why we are saying that according to the results we've collected, he's the one who was elected.
Mr. Kodjo says that he did not show up at the court because he feared for his life. What's the evidence?
He has been told that people are preparing to kill him. And if he goes there, they will just take him and kill him. That's why what they are preparing to do to him.
So where is Mr. Kodjo now?
I don't know. He's safe somewhere.
You said the same thing that Mr. Kodjo believes in. Why did they not arrest you?
I don't know why. What I told them is that we have a political conflict, and the solution cannot be to bring people to the courts. Courts cannot resolve this problem.
You said that this situation requires a political solution. Are you getting that solution?
The solution is that we go through the results and see who is the winner. We can do it together.
So, Bridget, are you not concerned for your own life?
You know, we are used to take those physical risks. And I told them that my life is nothing with regard to one country's interest. So they can do what they want. I told it to the judge.